Ken. How are you?
Oh, look, I'm no different to everyone else, I don't think. You know, I'm a bit numb. Look, it's not about me. It's about Meredith and the family, and we all deal with it the way we have to, no right or wrong.
You'll have spent almost as much time with Phil last year as his missus, and that, I guess, in the coaching box and planning. Have you reflected on that time, or have you dealt with it?
Yeah, no, look, I have, and I still am. And I get constant reminders, unfortunately. But at some stage, I'll, like the rest of us, we'll find a way. And it's really difficult for me to talk about.
How do you think you'll go tomorrow night in the coach's box?
I don't know. I really don't know, and I don't know what to expect. I don't know what to expect from our team and from any team. But again, it is the unknown. I can't give you an answer.
What sort of things is your footy club sort of enjoying behind the scenes to help the boys and yourself?
Oh, look, we've got lots of support. You know, I think we've got a lot of support from the footy club, from everyone. The whole footy community's given an enormous amount of support to everyone. You know, and it's a difficult and tragic time, but you know, the support's there. But again, the same answer is, how you use that, what you do with it. You know, I've had, you know, we have communication with people who are closely connected to everything, and you know, that's when it becomes more difficult. But I think the opportunity and the support's there. I think that's the key thing, is that the clubs and the club, our club, Adelaide's club, have certainly put a lot of things in place to help support people, and that's all you can do.
What about the support sort of within the playing and coaching groups? Have you been able to find a fair bit of comfort there?
It certainly helps, because we've all been a part of Phil, you know, and you know, we probably reflect with each other, and we talk about things that you know, in the last few days that remind us about him, and that's how we deal with each other. And we, you know, the playing group that we've got, the Adelaide Football Club, you know, you spend all your time thinking about all those people, and that, you know, it's just the way you deal with it.
Yeah, what did Phil mean to you and the club last year?
Oh, he brought you know, an incredible amount of intensity to our football club again. And you know, he's been a part of our football club not just last year. So it's, you know, the people that he's been involved with over that journey. He brought lots of things to this football club, and to sit here and try and list what they were and what they weren't right now, it doesn't seem right.
How's the playing group coping as well?
Again, it's a really hard one, Andrew, to really know how they're handling things. But again, all I know is that we've given them lots of support. We've given them, you know, as I said to them, is there's no right or wrong way for them to feel. You know, in our playing group have been through something familiar not that long ago. You know, so it brings up lots of things for them.
So you have no idea, obviously, how it's going to affect.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you because of people yelling at the back.
No idea how it's going to affect the playing group.
No, I don't. I think you know, we'll try to be our best. That's what we'll try to do, and we'll give everything we've got to try and be that way. And that's our one responsibility. And maybe game day, those game couple of hours that we get, maybe it allows us just to stay in a different place for a while, which will be perhaps a good thing. Yeah, look, we have. We've you know, because we go to work every day and we become reasonably normal, and then you stop and you think about other things. But so we've been able to try and stay a little bit focused, but I can't guarantee that we're absolutely perfect.
Even though some of the players have been here a short time with Bill, do you think there's things he taught them that have rubbed off in a really
genuine
sense?
Yeah, they have. There's no doubt about that. You know, you think about some of our, you know, our captain and our youngest midfielder in Ollie, and you know, all those midfield, Brad Ebert, who have been around Phil for a long period of time. He's taught them lots of things. You know, and Brad mentioned he taught them one incredible thing, is you've got to get the job done sometimes, and that's what we've got to do.
It's only been 5 days, Ken. Is there a chance that any players would come to you and say, look, I don't think I'm ready to front up again?
Yeah, if they did, that would be absolutely fine. There's not an issue in any space like that. So I don't know how they will deal with it. And you know, they'll train this morning. They've trained on Monday, and they've got through all those things, and they've been okay. But it may be that someone at the last minute might be really struggling.
Has any player already put their hand up and said, I can't play?
No, not at the moment. No, I don't. I probably don't expect that to be the case, because I think they will want to go out there. I think that's what people like, high-performing people do. And when you're associated with people like Phil, you just think, I've got to do this. I've got to almost go out there and do this job. And that's what he would want. And that's what we want to be able to do, but it doesn't mean we're going to be able to.
What do you have planned for the game tomorrow to honour Phil?
Oh, look, all the stuff that's quite simple. With, you know, the clubs will do. The entrance will be without theme songs, without banners, you know, all those things, the minute silence, all those things that we should do to respect Phil and we can do. And it's the first opportunity for our club to play. You know, Collingwood's actually been through it once, so, you know, and Phil play for their footy club. So it's just a difficult situation for us to go through. You know, the never tear us apart stuff seems quite appropriate.
Is it a good thing that you do have a Thursday game this week, so I guess a chance to get just back into footy sort of quicker than you usually would?
Yeah, well, it doesn't. You know, for us, so we played Thursday last week, so we've had the same amount of time. It's just, unfortunately, we woke up after our game of football to what we woke up to. You know, we've dealt through the week that we've had to deal with. Yeah, we get to play again, and we do our best to perform the way we need to.
Seems almost trite, kind of talk about the football context, but it's such a massive game for the club, isn't it, in terms of the season?
Yeah, it is. It feels that way. It feels like you don't really want to talk about the game, but you know, you're right. It's still part of our season. It's part of what we do. It's part of what football people are a part of, and we need to we need to have a good solid performance, but you know, there's some other things right now that have made that a little bit difficult to clearly see. You know, it hasn't been as focused. I'll tell you, it's not been big on my mind.
What about guys who sort of said after the Sydney game that there might be some players that didn't get another crack this week?
Yep.
Yeah,
look, we have to make some more changes. You know, Tommy Jones won't play. He's been part of our leadership group, been a significant member of our football club. I trust Tommy with everything I've got. Unfortunately, his form's not been as well as, and he's the first to put his hand up for that. You know, Bobby Carlisle's been struggling physically, so he's not going to play. You know, they're just decisions that we have to. We've been hoping and trying to support the boys. But and then there'll be other changes that we will make. There'll be four or five changes that we have to make, and we do that to try and create some form, and that's what we're trying to do. But also acknowledge that some blokes we've stuck with really strongly, they probably just need a break.
So Campbell Jonas play at the SNFL, will Bobby be rested completely?
Yeah, well, Bobby's carrying a bit of an injury. He's tried manfully to try and get through, but you can just see he's restricted. And Tommy, at this stage, the plan was to play him in the sample. He has got a bit of a quad, so that will be the only thing that will play on them. But you know, he knows that if he's fit and available, he was going to play in the sample.
What does that mean for your defence then, Ken? We saw Collingwood, they look quite good in their front half, albeit they didn't take their opportunities in front of goal. It's going to pose a difficult challenge for your back six.
Yeah, but that's every week. It's not just this week, but we get Prengove comes back available. We'll get the opportunity to bring in a Cleary, have a look at Tommy again because he's a young developing player. So there's great upside in some of the disappointment of some other players. We actually get a chance to see some other boys continue to improve. So it's not one player. It's the collective, the whole 22, and very appropriate. The whole 22 are going to be needed on Thursday night.
Ken, Jay Shields got off. Been lots of talk about his tackle. Do you believe that was the right decision?
Oh, look, I think, I could sit here and say there's some real differences. Look, the injury was probably the concern, and that's what we should be concerned about. Jay was, the intent for Jay was not to do any, no damage. I'm not talking about anyone else. I'm talking about what Jay was like. After the game, I thought that Jay would perhaps be in some trouble. I'm relieved and I'm glad that they found that wasn't the case, and happy for Joe to be playing. But there is certainly, I mean, there's still some confusion in it. And when you have debate, constant debate about who was that right or was that wrong, doesn't mean that that's clear. So when there's that debate, there's still some more work to be done in that space.
Dane Swan celebrating his 250th game tomorrow night. Will his celebrations, I'm assuming they won't be celebrating at all with tomorrow's game. That's my question.
I don't know. I think Collingwood have been, you know, incredibly strong and helpful and supportive in all this situation. So it is what it is, unfortunately, for Dane. And I would imagine him, of all people, would know what's going on this weekend.
Ken, are we at a stage where your season's really on the line going into tomorrow night?
Nah, it's been at that stage for a while. And, you know, we're challenged each week, and we have to continue to look to respond, and that's our challenge again Thursday night, is to look to respond and try and, you know, get some of our football back to where we need it to be. You know, we've done that. We've played parts. Even last week, you know, we played parts. We had an opportunity. We looked like we're going okay, and then we just weren't able to sustain it. So that's been our challenge all year, and it's still our challenge. And we look forward to tomorrow night and hopefully being able to take a step forward.
Thank you.